It's time to talk about it. This is Bill Carroll on Talk Radio AM 640.
We're talking about the search for female Viagra, which is kind of a funny thing to call it even in the first place. But there is a company that's saying we're having pretty good results with early clinical trials. So the media has gotten excited about this. Talking to me about it is Dr. Lori Brado, who is director, UBC Sexual Health Laboratory, associate professor, Department of Obstetrics and Gynecology at the University of British Columbia. I was thinking a lot about the couples that I know where the man has discovered Viagra, and suddenly he feels like he's a teenager again, and he wants to have sex a lot. But the woman is, well, you know, she was kind of happy with the way things were, and now there's conflict in a relationship that wasn't there before. I guess there are a couple of questions to that. Does that mean we need to have women with a version of female Viagra to even things out? Or might we also have women who would take this new drug and men now are suddenly going to feel pressure to have more sex than they wanted? I'm just wondering if it causes as many problems as it could cure.
Yeah, you know, it's one of those statistics that does not get published very, very widely. And certainly what we hear is, you know, Viagra is a panacea. This is, you know, this will cure all of men's sexual difficulties. But there is this kind of less talked about fact, and it is precisely, Bill, what you're talking about, that this now disrupts what the couple have gotten used to. So suppose a man has had the erectile problems for many times, maybe the couple has gotten used to non-intercourse or non-penetrative kinds of sexual activities, and they've kind of got used to that. And now, all of a sudden, his erections are back, and there is this underlying assumption that intercourse is now going to be back on the menu. Now, while that may be very welcome change for him, it may not be for his partner. And I think part of the difficulty here is the ways in which the medications are given. Very often men will go see their family doctor. There's very little discussion in depth about it. They're written a script and they're told, go home, this will fix problems. And men are not given, you know, the skills or the counseling in exactly how to introduce this, how to talk to a partner about what does this mean for what we do sexually.
Right. So no, some would be a no-brainer, right? You might have a couple where the wife wants to have more sex, so does the husband, but he has erection difficulties. So he gets the pill, he gets erections, and they're both happy. But that's probably not most couples.
Yeah, you're right. I mean, that's certainly a straightforward case with a happy ending, so to speak. But it's not.
Well put.
It's not. I don't think it's the majority of people that we see that seek treatment.
Now, when you, let's say you find this this pink Viagra, don't have another name for it at the moment, but let's call it that. And now the woman is psychologically feeling more sexual and has greater sexual desire. Don't there have to be some other physiological issues that are dealt with as well? Because if you have an older woman and she's already on the other side of menopause, she's likely to have some physical discomfort and lubrication and other issues. So the man takes Viagra, he's got an erection, but that doesn't mean that his partner is physically ready to be on the receiving end of that erection.
That's right, yeah, and so you're right that with menopause there may be dryness, which could lead to pain, could lead to discomfort with sexual activity. Now there could be other medications that the woman is using for other age-related issues, but I think a much bigger component are all of the, you know, the social reasons, all of the psychological reasons. What's her mood like? What's her level of self-esteem like? Does she like her body? Is she adjusting to aging? Is she an empty nester and having a hard time adjusting to that? And, you know, studies that have looked at the extent to which the more physical and hormonal factors contribute to her low desire versus these more psychological factors, the research concludes that it's much more these kind of psychosocial factors that really lead to a woman's level of sexual desire. So we really need to address both sides of that equation.
I don't know how much you got to read about this company that says it's having some good results in early trials. Mm-hmm. But a lot of times you read this and then it just goes nowhere. Do you think that we're actually on the verge of something real here?
I think that there is some optimism, but when you read the actual studies that have been done, and this is a fact that gets missed in the media reporting, is in the scientific studies, it wasn't all women with low desire who had a positive response to this medication. It was a subgroup of women, and it was specifically those women who lost interest in sex and had a really difficult time responding to any kind of sexual triggers. So there may have been things in her past that turned her on, and they just don't anymore. So those were the women that showed positive response to the medication. The other women that didn't have that difficulty, they showed no response at all. So I think it's still really early days. Having said that, I think that there is some reason to be optimistic, but I think we need, the well-done controlled style studies. We need to take a look at safety. We need to take a look at what happens to the couple over time. And in addition to how many women are we talking about that this is going to benefit? I don't think that this is going to be a panacea for all women who've lost their desire.
Right, and in the real world, Viagra came along, but there weren't any women that I've heard of that ever wanted to slip it into a man's drink to take advantage of him. Right. But in the real world, there will be men who want to slip this into the drinks of either strange women or their own partners to give them desire, because that's just how men function. And there will also be men that think that when their partner takes the pill voluntarily, that suddenly she's going to find him desirable, but he's still a jerk.
Right.
So... just a lot more complicated in real life. You bring something like this in, it has social consequences, and they're not all positive.
Right. And here's where we have to be really careful with the science. The studies that have tested this medication so far, they took couples that were well-adjusted. They didn't have marital problems. They weren't depressed. They weren't using medications.
That's about 1 out of 100 couples.
Right. And here's where we've got to be really careful when we talk about just how many women is this going to help.
Thanks for talking to us. Appreciate this.
My pleasure. Thanks.
Dr. Lori Brado, Director, UBC Sexual Health Laboratory, Associate Professor, Department of Obstetrics and Gynecology, University of British Columbia. Up next, still on the issue of sexuality in women. Women are tough on each other. Women don't want to be friends with women who have too much sex. We'll explain that. I'm Bill Carroll, Talk Radio, AM 640, Toronto.